Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Joining us live this morning, Peter Hunt, CEO of Hunt Real Estate. We're talking about that idea of a 50-year mortgage. The president tweeting this over the weekend and since confirmed by the administration that it's something they're looking into. All right, Peter, 50-year mortgage. I look at my 30-year mortgage and think, man, this is just way too long of a time to be making these payments to the bank. 50, I can't even imagine.
Well, I couldn't agree more, Brian. You know, this is an idea that's nothing. It's really nothing new. If you look at the nation of Japan, for example, they've had 50-year mortgages for a while. Look how well they've done. They've had 30 years of, I guess they're coming around a little bit now, but they've had 30 years of a stagnant economy. And part of the problem, I think, a little bit of the problem anyway, I can't blame it all on this, was the fact that going way back 30 years ago, they had such inflation of real estate that they had to look at new vehicles so people could afford a home. And that's essentially what's happening right now. I don't think it's a good answer to affordability, although we had a discussion among some of our people yesterday, and the question I was asked, well, what else would you do? Well, I'm not exactly sure, but a 50-year mortgage is not a good idea, particularly considering the fact that the average age of the first-time home buyer is now at a record high of 40 years old, and it used to be 26. So now people are waiting longer to buy a home, and if you buy a home at age 40, your first home, and you've got a 50-year mortgage, I don't think a lot of people are going to be in that home when they're 90 years old. In the meantime, they've really created very little equity, because if you take a 50-year mortgage, first of all, it's going to have to be at a higher interest rate because investors won't buy those loans if they're at a low interest rate. So you're going to pay a higher interest rate, so you're going to pay virtually no principal for a long period of time. And so say you decide to sell a house in 10 years, you've built no equity almost at all, period. And I just can't see that as a good idea.
How does this impact somebody? And you mentioned the average age has increased significantly. We'll get maybe more into that in just a minute. But how would this impact somebody? Say you buy that first home, you're on a 50-year mortgage, and now you're looking to move maybe into something bigger, maybe into something smaller, whatever the case may be. You're looking to move. How does that impact your ability to re-enter the housing market someday?
Well, first of all, you got less equity. One of the things that we promote is to pay off mortgages, pay them down sooner so that you're building equity so that 7-10 years down the road when you want to buy another house, you've got something to work with. We look at this kind of in a traditional fashion. Not only do you need a down payment, but you need some reserve because most of the homes that we sell are not brand new. And so because they're not brand new, things break. They fall apart. They need to be replaced, furnaces, roof, appliances, everything, carpeting, paint. And if you don't have any capital, how are you going to really improve that home such that not only are you hopefully paying off a mortgage, but you're also building equity, and the home will appreciate because it's in better condition. I just can't see how you're going to be better off 10 years down the road building no equity. And that the assumption here, Brian, is that properties will continue to appreciate in value indefinitely. And we've got a good track record of that, but we also have some periods of time when that didn't happen. For example, the Great Recession. There are parts of this country where real estate values, residential real estate values, were cut in half, 50% decline. What happened to those markets? It created chaos in the financial markets. Mortgage-backed securities became toxic, and as a result, companies like Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, Merrill Lynch even went down. And this, we can't, hopefully we'll never see that again. And I can't see how a 50-year mortgage would do anything but contribute to that.
You mentioned the age, the average age, and I've seen this around a couple of times in the last week. The average age of the first-time home buyer is up significantly. And I'm wondering, you know, from your perspective, how that has changed, you know, just how home buying works, what people are looking for in a home, how people are able to sell homes.
We saw a period of time during COVID when people were buying just about anything, just because they wanted to get in on the action. And there was tons of action. People were moving farther and farther away from city centers all across this country because they were more affordable the farther out you went. Interest rates were at giveaway rates. When you can mortgage a house for 2.5% or 3%, lots of people are going to do it. So you look at 2021, for example, there are 6.12 million existing single-family homes sold in this country that year. In 2024, there will be about 4 million. Or 2025, there will be about 4 million, perhaps a little less. This is not good news because there's two things that are contributing. One is affordability, and that's what this 50-year mortgage, I suppose, is designed to address. The other one is availability. Who has a 3% mortgage, 2.5% mortgage, they're going to hold on to that as long as they possibly can, until they absolutely have to move. As a result, there's going to be less inventory for quite a while here. They're trying to predict when will inventory loosen up, at what rate, at what consistent rate across the 30-year fixed rate mortgage, let's say, at what rate will that release inventory? I guess they're projecting that maybe 5% in the fives that will happen, and we could see that sometime soon. But you have to keep in mind that the bond market is where interest rates are determined on home mortgages, the 10-year T-bill in particular. And as a result, you'd have to figure out why the 10-year T-bill would go down to 3.5% or 3%, where it's now 4.12%, for example, this morning. You have to figure out why that would happen, and I'm not sure I know why.
Well, Peter, as always, thank you. Peter Hunt from Hunt Real Estate joining us live here on WBEN talking about that 50-year mortgage idea.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount+.